Listening Library presents Sir Cali and the Dragon's Roost by Esme Syme Smith. Read for you by Danny Martinek and Esme Syme Smith.
For Megan, who gave me wings, and Lisa, who taught me to fly. Author's note. This is the author, Esme Syme Smith. Dearest listeners, welcome back to Winderbrawl. Before you join Cali on their adventures, there are a few things to address. First, you are going to meet a few new friends who use neopronouns, the same way Cali uses they, them, their, and Willow and Elowen use he, him, his, and she, her, her, respectively. These characters use the pronouns ze, zem, zeer. Like Cali, these characters do not identify with the gender binary, and I can't wait for you to meet them. Now, more seriously. At the end of Book 1, we left our champions on the cusp of a hopeful future. But although the battle was won, the war is far from over. Healing is a long and difficult journey, with twists and turns that often feel like we are going backward. But slow progress is still progress, and healing from the kind of trauma that Cali and their friends have suffered is never simple. Each character, like each person, takes their journey at a different pace. And it is my intention that all listeners be able to find themselves in one of our heroes. That said, I urge every listener to consider their triggers and boundaries. Sir Cali and the Dragon's Roost is a triumphant adventure, but the battles are not only fantastical. Within these pages are depictions of violence, transphobia, and child abuse, as well as frank discussions concerning the well-intentioned but ultimately harmful efforts of adults. This book is about deconstructing the stories we take for granted and discovering truth for ourselves. It is about enemies and allies and the bridge between them. It is about breaking down everything we think we know in order to rebuild ourselves into who we truly are. If you are in need of extra help, here are some accessible resources. Trans Lifeline, www.translifeline.org. Child Help, www.childhelp.org. The Trevor Project, confidential helpline for LGBTQIA+ youth, www.thetrevorproject.org. In a world where those seen as different are persecuted, the bravest thing that any of us can do is stay stubbornly ourselves. You are enough and loved, exactly as you are.
The Ballad of Sir Dorian and the Winderbrawl Beast. And lo, there he spied it, a shadow lurking in the dark. And Sir Dorian readied himself to take up his righteous charge. Though he knew he might not make it, for dragons, they lie. Their tactics are devious, and so many die. But Sir Dorian was smarter, and his mission was true. He felt no fear, and he knew what to do. The Winderbrawl Beast never stood a chance against the great Sir Dorian and his champion's lance. The first blow fell upon the dragon's writhing tail, and the beast reared to attack, but was destined to fail. Because right is right, and wrong is wrong, and there is no monster who can stand up as strong to the power of goodness in a faithful knight's heart. And defeating the dragon is only the start. Cali. There are dragons in my dreams. There have been dragons in my dreams ever since we nearly got eaten in Dumor Forest just a few short summer months ago. And every single dream is the same. Kensa, bathed in flames, waiting for me, calling me, whistling for me like I'm one of the witch's wolves. My body reacts, moving toward the sound of its own accord, falling for the sweet tune that sounds like home. Come away, little knight. You don't belong here. Come home. I follow the song through the shadows. Birds join the chorus, their calls harmonizing with the dragon's song. their black and white bodies bumping against mine as they guide me through the darkness, flock as thick as fog. But I always wake up before the dream ends, leaving me with nothing but confusion and an emptiness I don't understand. This is where I want to be. Helston, with all my wishes coming true. I have never wanted anything else. I should be happy. I am happy, aren't I?
Teo. Stay close, Lara murmurs, and Teo trots to obey, sticking close to her side. This is your first mission for Dumor, and Teo's stomach has been flipping between nerves and excitement all day. Z's ready! Alice would never have let him go if she wasn't. But it would have helped if Kensa had been able to feign even a little enthusiasm. Instead, the older dragon stared at them, long and hard, with an expression Teo almost read as grief, before it dimmed to a low anger that Z didn't understand. This was exciting! This was an opportunity to prove that Z had been worth taking in and taking up space. It didn't matter how insistent folks were that Teo wasn't indebted to anyone. Z knew how thin resources were stretched in the roost and how much they risked taking in a dragon. Z has to prove that Z's worth the trouble. Teo wants to fight, to defend your new home against the threat of Helston. And besides, it is a great honor to be chosen by Alice herself. If she believes Z's ready, who is anyone to question her judgment? It's going to be okay. Teo's pointed ears twitch with every scrap of sound. A bird call. An insect scratching at the dark bark of the trees. A horse's footfall. Wait. Z grabs Lara's sleeve, forcing her to a stop, holding Z's breath to listen for more. Lara makes a motion to the others, and they all stop, waiting for Teo to tell them it's either safe to go on or not. Teo closes Z's eyes and listens, focusing on the sounds of the forest. There's 10 of them, Z whispers, counting the hoofbeats in the distance. 10 horses, all with riders. I can hear armor. And weapons. Jillian curses under their breath.
Helston's getting bolder.
That's one word for it. Lara returns grimly. Her knife is ready in her hand, freshly sharpened to a brutal point. Teo has seen what she can do with a blade, but even so, 10 Helston soldiers. As the others silently ready themselves for the skirmish, Teo does the same. In the dappled shadows of Dumor Forest, Z holds themselves steady and focuses on Z's breath, the warmth rising in Z's chest and spreading out from Z's heart to spark into something sharp and powerful in Z's throat. Teo's wings might not have come in yet, but today Z feels like a real dragon. Kensa would be proud. Teo swallows. Kensa should be here. Kensa wanted to be here, and when Alice gave them a mission that sent them far away across Windebrel, Teo was a little afraid that Kensa's fury would turn the whole of Dumor to ash. But Alice stood firm, her decision final. She needed Kensa elsewhere, and who was Kensa to refuse her? Still, Teo wishes more than anything that the enormous shadow of Kensa's dragon form would fall across the forest, even just for a moment. Just to know Kensa is watching over them all, especially as the sounds of the Helston riders get closer. Jillian holds up their hand, the sign for wait and get ready. They're just around the corner now, so close Teo can hear the men breathing. Z shivers. Teo's never been to Helston, never encountered the force spewing out across the bridge that everyone warns of. Teo knows Z's lucky. Stories of Helston linger like ghosts in Dumor. Jillian counts down silently with their fingers as the crunch of hooves gets closer and closer, mingling with the voices of the Helston soldiers who don't care if they're heard or not. When Jillian throws up a fist,
Tio's fire collides with a rush of adrenaline. Z can do this.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?